Hi, welcome everyone to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my live show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. It's a live call-in astrology radio show, and so you can feel free to call in. The numbers are 1-888-228-4494 in U.S. and Canada, 1-877-489-6350 worldwide. Yes, worldwide. You can call in from other countries. Great. So during the show, we're going to be opening up the call to the show to callers. If you want to call in, feel free. Just be a little patient. Let me finish my sentences, because we're going to start off the show with talking a little bit about astrology, about what's going on in them there, stars. I know we've got lots of interesting planetary alignments and planetary changes coming up here, and I just know that you're going to want to know how all of these things not only affect the worldwide situation, the elections, but also, hey, how do they affect you? What's going on in your personal life? Of course they're going to have an effect on you, and you're going to be, influenced by these heady transits, especially if you have seen on my my website, www.terrynazon.com, Mars is going to be making some very strong transitory aspects to the outer planets. And we're going to get to that, and we're going to talk about that, because I know that all the eyes right now are on the elections, on the Democratic primaries, and we all know that Hillary Clinton won the last primary. So, you know, I'm taking a look, and I'm saying to myself, well, we got another primary coming up here May 6th. Who's going to win that one? And it's an interesting thing to note that on May 5th, Saturn goes direct. So typically, when we have Saturn retrograde and then it goes direct, we just have like a repeat of the same event. And that's very interesting. If we would have a repeat, that would suggest that Hillary wins, but yet everyone out there is suggesting that Barack Obama is going to win in those primaries. Just looking at their charts to see, well, hey, what's going on with them right now? How are they feeling about things? We have Hillary is a very upbeat type person. She's a 29-degree Gemini rising, which, according to ancient astrology, the way they used to do it in biblical times, she is a very spiritual person, believe it or not. And she has her moon sitting very high in the 10th house. She's no doubt a high achiever. And she has Pluto crossing her descendant, making her, for the next portion of her life, really living a more public life here. So I would have to say that I'm going to go against what the polls say, and just looking at the aspects here, I would have to say that Hillary may do very well in the next Democratic primaries too. Now, looking at Barack Obama, he is a Scorpio rising. We can see that with smothering sexuality he has there. He also has a great deal of Leo planets, like our current president, George Bush. He also has the Sun on his very close to his midheaven, but he has Uranus in his 10th house, which doesn't suggest stability. During the next primaries of May 6th, we're going to have Neptune and the North Node extremely close to his South Node in the 4th house. Now, we never want to play with them nodes, I'm telling you. If ever there was a time when you feel like you feel really down in the dumps or you just don't feel anything's happening for you, you look to your lunar nodes, okay, and you'll see that those are just not fun times when the lunar nodes are aspecting anything in your chart. So it kind of looks like he's going to have to change his game plan. We do notice that he has Pluto in Capricorn opposing his Venus in the 8th house. He is spending a lot of money and no doubt making promises for that money, okay? So it's very interesting, and as we get down further into the month, we'll be discussing more of these charts. In fact, if you have any questions about the candidates' charts or the current political situation or economic situation, give us a call at 888-228-4494. This is Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology, and we are live on the air, and you can feel free to call in and interrupt me. as we are talking, first of all, about what's going on in the world. And as I said before, I know that all the eyes are on the elections and the future of our economy. It's very important on everybody's minds. And we have both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama setting their eyes clearly on the White House. And we know that Barack Obama is spending money with his Venus in Cancer opposed all this year by Pluto. He's spending big money, more than you and I will ever see in a lifetime. Any spending money, it's in the eighth house. His Venus is in the eighth house. It's not his money. And he may owe favors. That's an eighth house situation, too. So any money that he's spending is a not-for-nothing situation. Okay, but he may also go for broke, thinking another eighth house situation is that you just go for it. You know, you just do it. You just like, you know, it's do or die, you know, so he's just going to like go for it. Our economy could get a little boost in the month of May with Saturn going direct and Neptune conjoining the North Node, giving us hope perhaps where we didn't see any before. So there could be some surprising things that come up in the economic timers, or those, you know, those, all those little things that you hear about on TV, the spending and whatever, consumer spending. So we could see, there could be hope where people don't see it, and it might be quite surprising. So there could be a glimmer of hope in the month of May as Saturn goes direct, and because right now, as I'm sure most of you have been feeling, it is typically right now just like at a standstill. It's not moving yay or nay, very much at all. And so you're going to be affected by this if you have anything in your charts at 1 degree Virgo, 1 degree mutable. And by mutable, I mean Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, or Pisces. Or if you have any of those lines, you know those lines that you see in your chart? Those are just as important sometimes as the planets in your chart. You can always get your free natal chart at my website. I've always given it away free at www.terrynazon.com. So you too can learn about astrology as we go along here. I'm all for everybody learning about astrology, you know, because it's so organic. It's the way it used to be done. People used to just get out there and look at the stars, and they knew all the constellations. And it's a very organic, very down-to-earth thing. It's not a religion. It's just there. It's as real as a blade of grass. You walk outside, you see the constellations, you see the Pleiades, you see the fixed stars that are out there, and you see the planets. So we all can benefit by having our free chart, which again is available to you free of charge, www.terrynazon.com. And you can get your free chart, follow along, learn about astrology. It can become your lifelong hobby, if you like, because it does take a long time to learn all about these interesting factors. So as I said before, our economy will get a little boost with Saturn going direct and Neptune conjoining the North Node at 24 degrees. And that's going to give hope that we haven't seen before, okay? We're also entering a time right now, which I've said on my website, where every two and a half years, Mars starts aspecting these outer planets, okay? And Mars is going to aspect Uranus. I know that this is what all astrologers are very concerned with. It doesn't bode well for the president because it does hit his chart and his north and south nodes in a very bad way, possibly concerned with his popularity, or could indicate in the worst-case scenario a downfall, okay? And this would be in the month of August. So that could be for George Bush, that he could have a downfall in the month of August from, oh, I don't even want to speculate what. Currently in the skies, we have Mars opposing the planet Jupiter in Capricorn and aspecting the planet Venus. Now, it sounds like a Venus-Mars scenario with men and women, doesn't it? But on closer inspection, it may not be, okay? We have the planet Mars in the sign of Cancer, and we have the planet Venus has been in the sign of Aries, and Jupiter's in the sign of Capricorn. That is a T-square. The only outlet for that T-square is the sign of Libra, which is peace, and which is, you know, kind of like a diplomacy, all right? The energy with that Mars aspect can be deceptive, and those prone to trying to push the limits and trying to be deceptive and trying to get away with things will definitely try under that aspect. Mars here in Cancer is prone to arguments. And as it aspects Jupiter in Capricorn, Jupiter rules laws, it rules, and Capricorn rules structure. There will be those who try to act aggressively, bend the rules or bend the laws, and typically go too far. Venus in Aries is in her opposite sign, because we know Venus is at home in the sign of Libra. So opposing that is the sign of Aries. And so there is no integrating or blending the characteristics of the sign of Aries with the sign of Libra. However, opposites do attract. So it's an intriguing opposition. So we get some naughty behavior, okay, where it's kind of like fun to be bad, or I just want to be bad for a little time here with that T-square. Now, in the month of May, we also have Mars aspecting making some other aspects. Mars will enter Leo and agitate this Saturn-Pluto retrograde trine with an inconjunct, okay? That's sort of an agitating little aspect, kind of like just when you think you're getting somewhere, you're starting off in a new direction, something happens, something goes wrong, okay? So it's a little agitation there. And during that same time, typically within the same few days, Neptune in Aquarius conjoins the lunar nodes. Everybody who knows me knows I'm going to talk about the lunar nodes only because I studied them very deeply. I studied Hindu astrology, so it makes me more aware of the kind of conditions it can lead to. Even in Judaic or Kabbalistic astrology and the Sefer Yetzir, it talks about the ecliptic. It talks about the lunar nodes. And in the spiritual sense, from the Sefer Yetzir, it says the lunar nodes are where these humanoid people exist who don't necessarily, you know, like us or are nice to us, okay? So it can give us a fuzzy, weird feeling, all right, when we have the nodes in any aspect to our natal planet or anything, conjoining planets or any of the, like I said, the lines. Don't forget the lines. So it's a burst of unforeseen energy with the sign of Aquarius, okay, and with the lunar north node and Neptune. That's a burst of unforeseen energy that we are not expecting. The south node gives us a different sort of energy. Mars will aspect Neptune in June by opposition and make another aspect to the lunar south and north nodes. And the lunar nodes are actually called destiny timers, okay? So we always have to watch where the lunar north and south nodes are in respect to the transiting planets and our natal birth chart, which again I will say, visit my website at www.terrynazon.com and you too can get your free natal birth chart and you can follow along with the show. And I am Terry Nazon, the celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I just want to welcome everybody who's just tuning into my show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. I have a great show prepared for you this evening that's both entertaining and interesting, and if you have your natal birth charts, even more so. This is a live radio show, and you can call in, and you can talk to me, and you can ask me questions about your personal life, your love life, your work life, or how some of these transits are going to be affecting your life, okay? I typically can't take too much time with people. I do try to do my best, though. Give us a call at 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. This is Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, our live radio talk show, and we are waiting for your call. In the meantime, we are going to be talking more about the upcoming elections and the economy and what's going on in the planets. I read an interesting thing today, and it was almost an astrologer apologizing in advance that he might be wrong for a prediction that he made about Hillary winning the election. When you can't make a prediction, dig deeper. Sometimes it's typically very easy to make a prediction just with the transits, you know, where the planets are in the sky today. Well, this election is very close between these two people. We all know that. I mean, this primary, this Democratic primary, it's very close between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And so if you want to take your shot at predicting this, you're going to have to dig a little deeper. You can't just use the transits. You're going to have an innate knowledge of the north and south nodes, and you're also going to have an innate knowledge of the fixed stars as to how they're going to influence this whole thing. So I still say that Hillary, only because there seems to be a spiritual element, Barack Obama is going to get into a kind of a ruthless mode. There's going to be tremendous mudslinging. I think Hillary is going to be the, she'll mudsling a little bit, but only in her own self-defense. And I feel like it's, we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi.
Hi,
Hillary,
who's this? Hi.
This is Linda from Florida.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? We missed you.
What's your first name again?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. And how can I help you this evening?
Yes, hi. I just wanted to know, you know, I have, I've been looking for a job for about probably 2 months.
Okay. And you know, and that 2 months, you know, with Saturn retrograde, it's probably been, you know, the reason, you know, why it's been a little bit hard, because, you know, Saturn's in Virgo, that rules work, Saturn rules career, all right? Give me your date of birth.
February 29th, 72.
72? Okay, let's take a look for you. And let's see right here. February 29th, 72, you're born in a leap year, lucky you. And, you know, you do, you have these mutable planets, and people with the mutable planets of Gemini, Pisces like you, Virgo or Sagittarius, are going to be the ones most affected. But, you know what, does that mean that nothing's going to happen? Absolutely not, because typically I find when these mutable planets of Pisces, Gemini, Sagittarius are aspected, it brings a speed. Meaning, you know, all of a sudden you weren't doing anything, then all of a sudden you're so busy you haven't got enough hours in the day, okay? And this is what I see in your chart. I feel that, okay, right now there's not too much going on, okay, but things are going to begin to get very busy for you. And I would say, you know, it looks to me you're going to have Uranus is going to be parallel your Venus. So this could bring a call from the past, okay, and perhaps a job that you have already applied for is going to call you back. Now, that Saturn retrograde is aspecting your natal Saturn in Gemini, and that is what has stopped things, okay? This is a time period for you to think, for you to contemplate, and perhaps for you to take extra care in the next job you get, okay? I feel that you're going to, so over the next month when Saturn goes direct after May 5th, between May 5th and the 15th, you should hear something. But you are going to have to be very careful because you know, from all of this that you've been through, you are a little bit depressed because Saturn's aspecting your Neptune. At this point, I would say to you, as Saturn is aspecting your Neptune, please just take the job. Don't think too much about it, okay?
Okay.
All right,
so
because Saturn aspecting your Neptune, everything doesn't look, nothing looks good, you know? It's like you could go shopping and you're like, oh, I didn't find anything.
Right.
All right?
Okay,
so that's what I want you to be aware of is that, you know what, that you may have your opinion from where you're seeing things might not be correct.
Okay.
So be sure to ask other people, well, what do you think, all right? So I definitely feel you're going to get an opportunity. Saturn's going to go direct. It's right now you're at the bottom of it. It's like squaring your natal Saturn. That is just stuck.
Yes, I know. I haven't got any calls.
That
is like,
right?
What is going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't know why we have to go through certain problems, and sometimes it's just to get you back on the right track. If you had gotten off the wrong track, either emotionally, spiritually, or whatever, you weren't going in the right direction. But
But I feel, I feel all this, and you know, like for the last probably 2 months, I've been, you know, like all energetic and, you know, applying and enthusiastic, and I say, you know, I'm going to get this one, and I haven't gotten any calls, so I'm really worried about it.
Yeah.
Either I'm not qualified, which I don't think.
Well, you know what, do everything you can to keep yourself up and positive, whether it's meditation, right. yoga, whatever you have to do to keep yourself up and positive, doing until Saturn goes direct, okay?
Okay.
And that will be the turning point for you.
How would I know which, I mean, am I going to, I don't know if you see it or not, but it is, am I going to get one offer, or is that the one you're
talking about? I think you're
going
to get a call from somebody that you, a woman that you may have spoken to in the past. You may have done an interview. You may have put your resume out there. You may have, gone on an interview or whatever, okay? And you may get a call back. That's
okay.
what I feel. But how are you going to know? Well, you're not going to know. And like I say, just take whatever comes along in the month of May just to kickstart this.
Okay. All
and
right.
then afterwards,
thank you,
possibly even more opportunities will come along. All right?
Great. Thank you, Terry. Nice talking to you, and I'm happy that you're back on the radio.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you very much for calling. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon's Pox Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show, and you too can call in just like Brenda called in, and this is your opportunity to talk to me and to have me look over your chart. And right now we're very, very concerned with the transit of the planet Mars. And a lot of people don't know that it's through the transit of Mars that I do my weekly forecast. Now, that's why on my weekly forecasts, my weekly horoscopes that you'll see, I also include the transit and the degrees of the planet Mars. And I ask everybody to get your free natal chart, which you can get at my website, www.terrynazon.com. And I ask you to follow along with those degrees that I put up there. And that's the way you learn astrology. And how do I write the daily? Well, it's actually with the moon and whatever daily aspects are going on. But the moon is for the daily horoscopes. Mars is for the weekly. So that's a little interesting thing to know how do astrologers write their horoscopes. And we do have another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you, Terry?
I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Lyle.
Hi, Lyle. How are you doing this evening?
Fine, and you?
I'm fine. Are you all excited about all these transits we have going on?
Yes, I'm just waiting for them to come along. I'm just waiting for them to come along and make things not
better
make things
for you.
Happen.
Okay. Well, what is your date of birth, Lyle?
It's 7/21/1962.
Okay. And do you have your free birth chart?
No, I don't. Not yet.
Well, it's definitely something you got. You know, we give it away free at the website. I do have a backlog of requests. But you need to get it, hang on to it, and you'll always pick it up. I swear, I promise you that. You'll look at it, you'll be like in awe of it, and you will always pick it up. Now, you said 7/21/62, and how can I help you this evening?
Well, I am engaged in a legal, lawsuit.
Okay.
And I was wondering how it'll go.
Well, so when we talk about legal, we typically talk about the planet Jupiter. So what I see right now, because you do have Venus is in Virgo at 9 degrees, Mars is in Gemini at 8 degrees, your Jupiter is at 12 degrees Pisces, and your Pluto is at about 8 degrees Virgo. So remember, I'm talking about these mutable planets, okay? So right now, it probably seems like nothing is really happening, and I'm sure with Uranus so close to your moon, you're getting quite impatient with it all, correct?
I am. Mm-hmm. Some dates are set, but they're in May, June,
yes.
and July.
That's right. And because you have these planets at 8 degrees, we're not going to be at 8 degrees of Virgo, where Saturn will be, until about end of July. it looks like it could go until about the end of July also, okay? And
okay.
Is it going to be a court case, do you think? Is it going to go to court? It looks to me like it could go to court, right?
Well, that's yet to be determined because I'm still asking.
Here's, my prediction is that because Uranus is on your moon, of course, you know, that would indicate that there would be some money coming to you, all right? Now, only under the condition, though, that you don't go after this lawsuit in the month of August when we have both Mars and Uranus in an opposition. And it's a nasty, nasty opposition. Just nasty, okay? And the reason I say that is because it's also involved, there is a fixed star that is just nasty. So if there's any way, right now you have Jupiter at 22 degrees, and I don't know what degree your moon is at, but I like the Jupiter-Uranus blend for your moon because that's going to give you a pot of money, all right? So if you, that may also say to me that you would have an opportunity to settle this case this month, next month in the month of May.
Okay. Yeah, because the court date is set for July 11th if it goes to court.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't go into August.
Well, you know what? Typically, those court dates are set aside or whatever and pushed ahead. All right? So it could go into August, believe me. All right?
Okay.
So what I would say is that even before then, I would have to say during the entire month of May, possibly even June, you would have an opportunity to settle this.
Okay.
And if you did, I feel you would probably do better trying to settle this than going through all of the drama and everything of going having to take this to court. Because I feel they might just get nasty.
I agree.
All right, so I feel very good about this being settled within the next 2 months for you. And I think you'll do very well, indeed.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, Lyle, and don't forget to get your free natal chart at my website, www.terrynazon.com, so you can learn a little bit more about astrology, okay?
All right, I'll do that. Thank
you
very much.
Thank you for calling.
Nice.
And you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my live call-in radio show. If you're just tuning in, you can call in, and you have a chance to talk to me live on the radio at 888-228-4494, or else I'm going to bore you to tears with all this election stuff, which I was told that I have to talk about, when you know I would rather talk about love and money and all of the nice stuff. But I also have to have my duties and my obligations to the general public to make predictions for world events. Anyways, that being said, give me a call. I'd much rather talk to you about your love life, your work life, or your financial life at 888-228-4494. Worldwide, you can call me from any country in the world on this BBS radio, 81-877-489-6350. And I know that we are all concerned with the economy. We are all concerned with money. Who isn't? And we all need to be very, very careful with people out there who are prone to do bad things or try to shake us down or try to get money from us unwillingly. We all have to be very much on our guard for that right now because that is in the air with that Mars opposing Jupiter. So very much people could be very naughty if they're prone to be, all right? If they're prone to be and it's in their it's in their nature to do so, they will. Okay? So we're talking about the economy. We're talking about jobs, and I know on my last week's show that I did get into making some predictions apart from, you know, Hillary Obama and our dear president. We also, you know, have this whole thing about Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. What I like about Hillary Clinton's chart is that she has Pluto in Capricorn. It's rising on her descendant, and that says a lot about, you know, where she's going and what kind of life she's going to lead in the future. Totally with Pluto in the seventh house on the descendant, it's somebody who's going to give their life or sort of make it their business to just do the work or the business. And so she would be totally 100% involved in the running of our country. Okay, so she, there wouldn't be too much fluff. She has a lot of work to do, and she will get right into it, and it will be, she will run the country. And we have another caller on the line. Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, Terry. My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
March 12th of 1970.
And how can I help you? Pardon me? No, because I'm not going to do a whole chart right now.
Okay.
I just do it out of the ephemera. Huh?
Okay, what I'd like to ask you, or what I was hoping to get some insight on, is if you can see if I'm going to be changing my career anytime soon.
Anytime soon being the next week?
Well, let's narrow it down to the next 6 months.
All right. Right now, there is something very much up in the air right now with you because Saturn retrograde at 1 degree Virgo is squaring your natal Neptune. All right? So that is typical of like a midlife crisis. That is typical of a disillusionment. So up until the time or even slightly after Saturn goes direct on May 5th, you could feel a little disillusioned, like your dream is falling apart or not within your reach, okay? So I would say work through, get through that, because I would say then shortly after that, Saturn begins to make some nice aspects to your Mars and to your natal Saturn, and I would say that begins in the month of July. So I feel like July could be a turnaround for you. All right, and that's when I would say yes, you would be changing your career. An opportunity would come about that would afford you to be in another career direction or another job.
Good.
Because you have Uranus right now is on your sun, so you know there's no doubt in my mind that you have to change because it's just you're being called to do something else. What is it you want to do?
Well, I was hoping to get into the healing arts.
Well, absolutely. And it was interesting that my last guest, Arch Crawford, the financial astrologer, you know, sometimes when we see the economy falling apart, we see these kind of corrections taking place, it means, is that the only thing that's happening? No. What's happening is that there's this huge spiritual door that's opening. So I'm finding more and more people that call me are being called. They're hearing the faint drum of spirit calling them, do this, you need to be a Reiki master, you need to do this, you need to be a psychic, you need to be an astrologer, So I would say that, yes, you are being called in the right direction, and I could see you do something more spiritual, absolutely.
Yeah, because I feel like I was going about my life with absolutely no spiritual, any ideas of spirituality whatsoever, and within the last,
right.
I would say last year, and that might even be stretching it, I've been called back to it, and I had no interest in any of this.
You know,
some
people, a lot of astrologers you read online or in books, they'll say that Uranus has this like very sudden boom sort of energy, but you know what? If you are attuned and you are ready, that planet, Uranus, has a very high calling and is very spiritual, okay? So I would say that if you are called to do something in the spiritual or the metaphysical or the New Age world, then do it. Even if you, you have to do it part-time or you have to learn or, get some books or go take some classes, absolutely, and you're one of the cases that I would say, yes, you're being called to do something very, very spiritual. Absolutely.
Great.
All right?
Okay, so that makes me feel better.
Don't don't be like don't take it too seriously if you're feeling that there's some impediments right now because Saturn is squaring your Neptune. All right, just get through that energy over the next couple weeks.
Great. Thanks a lot, Carrie.
I thank you for calling.
Thanks. Okay. Bye bye.
And thank you, darling. You are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, the celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you, those of you who are just tuning in to my live call-in radio show. And I'm happy to take your calls this evening if you have a call for me and you want to talk to me. We are live on the BBS radio station number 2, and we'll be here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So if you'd like to call into the show and speak to me, give us a call at 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350, and I have all the lines listed on my website. If you need more of the lines to call in, they certainly do have a lot of phone lines here. So I know, like, everyone right now is concerned, and like our last caller said right now, a lot of people are being called in their hearts and in their minds, and they're opening up spiritually. I say just go with it. And don't fight it, because this is as it should be. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Georgianne.
Hi, Georgianne. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I was so excited that you're on BBS, because I remember reading with you last year. You did a read for me, and it turned out absolutely correct.
And I just want to mention to everybody that Georgianne has a beautiful consulting business. And you know, Georgianne, that now there's going to be so many people who are called into spiritual livelihoods, and I'm sure that they will need your services. Georgianne has a business consulting service, a wonderful one, and she could definitely give people direction and help if they so need it, if they're changing careers to a more spiritual, metaphysical, or New Age career. Now, Georgianne, what's your date of birth?
June 18th, 1963. And thank you, by the way, for mentioning
You're welcome. And how can I help you this evening?
Well, I am thinking about, I have a book that I'm working on, and I'd like to know if this is the best year for me to push that forward.
Well, you know, you have a lot of what I call the mutable planets, okay? So you're a Gemini. And you have Mercury in Gemini, you have Venus in Gemini, you have Mars in Virgo, you have Uranus in Virgo, and you have Pluto in Virgo. So you definitely can do more than one thing at once, okay? You probably, one hand's on the phone, one hand's writing, and so you can do multiple things at one time. You can definitely multitask. So you have the energy this year to write the book, okay? So I would say, and because you have those beautiful Gemini placements, Gemini always has lots to say. Gemini accumulates information and then gives it out.
Yeah.
All right? As far as publishing goes, Jupiter, your Jupiter is in the sign of Aries. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Jupiter right now transiting in the skies is in Capricorn. It will be entering Aries in 2009. What I see here is that from time to time, you might get so busy that it's hard for you to find the time to put the finishing touches on your book, all right?
Right.
Especially when Saturn goes direct after May 5th, you're going to find it very difficult to find the time to kind of put the finishing touches on here, okay? So I would say May, June, July, August, you are going to be extremely busy. And I would say that you might have to shelf putting that book on the market. So it looks to me like your book could be published next year. And I would have to say, let me see, give you a date as to when I think it's going to be published. Let's see. I think it's going to be published in the between March and June of next year. And I'm sorry, I said Jupiter was going into Aries. Jupiter's going into Aquarius, but it will be sextiling your Jupiter, and that will publishing. So there will be an opportunity that comes along through meeting the right people, making the right connections, okay? And
Great.
Through those connections that you make, that's how you're going to get your book published.
Ah, wonderful. And that's going to, so this will be the process between now and then, I guess.
This will be the process between now and then. Right now, it looks to me like you're getting your thoughts together, you know, and maybe you have a couple chapters, you know, on the book, and then you put it down because you get very busy doing other things, then you pick it up, you put it down. But I think it's going to be through a connection that you make, somebody that you meet, that who could be in the publishing business also, who will get your book published for you.
Well, I take it to the bank because you're always right with me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I appreciate you calling into the show. Call in anytime, okay?
Whenever you have a question, I will.
Oh, we love having you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And again, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And I want to welcome you if you're just tuning in to my call in radio show. And this is your opportunity to talk to me if you want to, if you would like to have your question answered by me. We are on the BBS radio station number 2, and we're going to be here every Thursday for about 1 hour at 6:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time and 3:55 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So if you'd like to call in right now to the show and have a little chat with me about your chart, about what's coming up in your future, love, romance, work, career, you notice that most of the calls right now are about career and work and prospects for the future along those lines. So you can see from the tone of things that definitely people are concerned with work and career matters. Give us a call at 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And don't forget to visit my website at www.terrynazon.com to get your free natal birth chart. I'm proactive in making us an astrology nation that everybody needs to have their free natal birth chart. Everybody needs to learn astrology. And it's out there. It's not rocket science. We can all do it, and we can all make predictions. And I'm out there for making predictions. I want all the astrologers making good, solid predictions about what's going to happen and what's coming up. Even if you're wrong, perhaps there's a reason that sometimes people are wrong. My friend Arch Crawford was saying that he made a prediction, and on that specific day, nothing happened. But then come to find out, something actually did happen on that day. And we have another caller on the line. Hello, you're speaking to me, Terry Nazon. Who's this?
Hi, Terry. This is Priya.
Priya?
Priya, with a P, yes.
Oh, Priya. Hi, Priya. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
October 1st, 1973.
All right. And what is your question to me?
I guess although I do have questions about career and work, we'll kind of, you know, do that another time. But for today, is a pressing issue is just in the love and romance arena, things just seem to have come to a dead crash. I had this brief, 2.5 years ago with this guy, and it's been the hardest thing getting over it, although it was very, very brief, but it's just, I'm having the hardest time moving forward.
You know, and I find that a lot of people feel that way, especially over the last 2 years for some reason. They've had a very difficult time moving past something. Now, in your chart, you said October 1st, 1973, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So you have had Saturn aspecting your natal Neptune, all right? It is like a midlife crisis type of thing. Now, you said 1973?
That's correct.
Okay. So you've had like a midlife crisis type thing, but also, you know, having that person come into your life was almost as if having your heart chakra opened up. Like that person made you feel things in ways that you hadn't felt before. Okay?
Absolutely.
So Saturn aspecting your Neptune opens up your heart chakra and you feel, whereas you were going along in your life without feeling, and then all of a sudden you feel again. And that can be pretty dynamic, situation, one that's very hard to forget when you were just going along, minding your own business, doing your work, and then, boom, you meet somebody, you can't get them out of your head, and then you're feeling, you have this flood of emotions, this flood of feelings that you haven't felt since you were 16 years old.
Yes.
And so that, of course, is going to be very hard to forget. All right?
You know, it's not anything I've ever had to deal with, Terry, and so I sometimes wonder if I'm going completely cuckoo.
No, I don't think that you're going completely cuckoo. I think that you have Venus in Scorpio, so there's nothing here that suggests that you are flaky or that you give your love, you know, just to anybody. You recognize that some of these planets in Scorpio, you know, they have the ability to recognize their soulmate on sight. So it wasn't even as if you were in La La Land, you know. It was real, all right? And just from the transit of Saturn, now Saturn's going to be coming back at your Neptune probably by late May, from about May 30th through the month of June, you'll be feeling it, through the 4th of July. So it could even be, even with the transit of the North and South nodes squaring up with your Venus, okay, that you are going to have some connections with this person or dealings with this person. But you have to go into it with your eyes wide open, because one of the things that all these planets, the North and South node and Saturn aspecting your Neptune, what they do is they open your eyes and you see what you didn't see before. So it can be as if you have secrets revealed. All right? And you have Uranus in the sign of Libra, which means that all of your past loves always remember you, okay? And they probably have always tried to come back, correct?
Yeah, it's one of those things that the connection is never quite severed.
Yeah. All right. So I would say once Saturn goes direct on May 5th, I think you'll have another chance to revisit the whole situation, all right? And I would say possibly even having a chance to reconnect, but you're going to have to do a lot of forgiveness and perhaps forgive and forget.
Because, Terry, you know, April 11th, I finally called him, and he's 9 years younger than me. I'm 34, he's 25, he was from New Orleans. And because I said, you know, I can't deal with this, I don't know if you want to call it a fantasy. I have no idea. I'm at a lack of words here. It seems more real than anything ever has to me.
Right.
And so I said, it's got to be one way or the other, and so I called him, and he came over to my place for all of 20 minutes, and I couldn't connect with him. I don't know what's going on with him. I really and truly don't, but...
All right. But you know, then again, you know, in the month of April, we have had the planet Mars, you know, in and out of the sign of Cancer. So this is dealing with stuff that everything in the planets on some level is taking us all the way back to a time period between September, October, you know, even some parts of 2007 when we're dealing with love and romance, okay? So I would say let Saturn go direct, and I feel don't call him. I feel like he hasn't forgotten you, and I feel that he probably will make a connection with you at the end of May into the month of June, okay?
Okay. I appreciate this, Terry.
You're welcome, sweetie, and good luck, and, you know, no more tears, all right?
I will be in touch, and thank you again for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. And for those who are just tuning into the show, you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon. I'm celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my show if you're just tuning in. We talked a little bit about politics. I made some predictions about the upcoming primaries, the Democratic primaries that are coming up. I've looked at the chart of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, even President Bush, what's going on with them, which, of course, I will post to my website, www.terrynazon.com. And we have another caller. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I'm here. It's Raina Engel.
Hi, oh, hi, Raina. How are
talking
you?
To you. Hi. I'm great. I probably talked to you for the first time 17 years ago.
You're dating both of us. Please, I'm not that old.
I know.
But it
sorry.
Is true. It is so true that, you know what, most people don't know that I have been doing what I do for about 18 years. And Raina, of course, has been one of my wonderful clients way back when, and I love hearing from them.
How experienced.
Give me your date of birth, darling.
December 1851.
What time were you born?
10:05 in the morning.
Where?
In Butler, Missouri, Bates County, Missouri.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Well, of course, this is the age-old question. I need to know if a certain person is my soulmate. And is a move to Colorado maybe involving this person? Because I feel like my own intuition is telling me this. So do you need his birthday, Terry?
No, I want to look at your chart first, Raina, okay?
Okay.
So let's see
okay.
what's going on with you. If it's actually
sure.
soulmate time, let's take a look. Well, you know, how long have you known him?
I met him December 2005.
I have to say, unequivocally, I think it's soulmate time. Because Saturn right now is on your south node in your seventh house, right on your seventh and eighth house cups. I find people get married right when Saturn leaves their seventh house and goes into their eighth house. Because the eighth house is the joint, you know, financial house. It's everything we own together house. So I would have to say that this does look to me like it's a very karmic time period. Now, the thing is with the South Node is that we never really get to access all of the abundance from our South Node until we have perfected the South Node. So no doubt there are complications here that you must get over, correct?
Yeah, we need to start talking first.
Yeah, like that. All right, so that says to me that, you know what, yes, that this could be your soulmate, but there's always some unresolved karma from the soulmate situation.
Exactly.
And because Saturn is like has been retrograding back and forth, this is especially difficult, painful, hard, you know, but try to walk away. You can't, okay? It's because
I've tried.
Whenever Saturn or the nodes are involved, it's like you have a chain of free will. We get all this talk about, oh, I'll do what I want to do. I have free will. Not when certain planets are involved. It's like, stay still, lady. You stay right where you are. So I would say that this is going to be improving with, again, the Saturn going direct, okay? But I would I would be very careful how you deal with him while Saturn is on your south node, because we don't want to alienate him. We don't want to make the karma worse, you know, like going off on
him. I haven't done anything.
Being crazy and, you know.
Right.
So I would say that unequivocally, I feel that, yes, that this is a soulmate situation. I'm not concerned that you haven't been speaking to him, because just like you're not able to really go anywhere, he's not able to go anywhere.
Good.
All right.
I like that part. Yeah, we really actually haven't talked since last fall. So.
Well, all right. So I would say that this could improve. Probably not initially in the month of May, but maybe towards the end of May into the month of June, July, all right? So
okay.
It looks to me like the north and south node, once they get past 21 degrees, and that'll be after June 2nd, all right? It will relieve some of the whatever he's going through that has stopped him. What is his date of birth?
He's October 31st. 57.
Okay. First name?
Ted.
Okay, so let's see. October 31st, he's a Scorpio, 57. And so you say he lives in another city, Raina?
He's only about 20 minutes away from me.
Oh, okay, good. He's going through the same thing. Saturn is right on his Pluto. Saturn's on his Pluto in the sign of Virgo. Now remember, the ruler of Virgo is Mercury. Hello, communications. He's not feeling like communicating either, all right? So, and has he forgotten you? No, he hasn't forgotten you. And yes, it has been since the fall of September of last year. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
All right? I'm not concerned. All right? So I feel he will call. He's definitely going to call. And I say just, if you got to wait another a couple weeks or a month, you have to do it. He will call, though.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I really appreciate you calling and telling everybody my age.
That's
all right.
Really
that's all right.
Okay.
Good luck, darling.
Thank you. I'll need it.
And you're listening to... Bye-bye. You're listening to Terry Nays on Talks Astrology and loving all the people who have called in this evening. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys are great. You're wonderful. And, you know, like I said, you can call in. We might have a few more minutes to take one more call if you want to speak to me on Terry Nays on Talks Astrology at 888-228-4494. But I don't want you to forget that we're going to be here every Thursday, and next week I'm hoping to have Don Adams of Sound of the Stars, who will create sound vibration frequencies with the planets, okay? So that's going to be very interesting. We're going to be live on the BBS radio station, too, every Thursday at 3:55 p.m. and 6:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So that's about 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So you can call in live and speak to me and have your questions ready. Hopefully, you would have all gotten your free natal birth charts at my website, www.terrynazan.com. And if you need a consultation with me, a personal consultation, of course, you can go to my website, or you can give me a call and speak to me in private if you don't want to be on the live radio show and you're a little bit more shy. 888-334-7785. This is my business. I've done it for 18 years. I studied astrology since I was 13 years old, and I have a passion about astrology. I love astrology, and I want everyone to learn about astrology. It's only going to improve the art and the art of prediction. So have your questions when you do want to call in to the BBS radio station, too. And again, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time and 3:55 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, you can call into the radio station and you can get these predictions. I will try to post them up to my website and my blog. And I understand we had a little problem with the archived radio shows, because I want you all to download Arch Crawford of CrawfordPerspectives.com. I want you to all download that show. It's very, very interesting about what he predicts for the economy. My philosophy about the doom and gloom and the whole economy's falling apart and blah, 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 and food shortages and water shortages, I need to go on a diet, so I'm not concerned with food. And we have the most obese nation in the world, so, yeah, they can live without a little rice. And basically, in 1987, in the last crash, I was fine. So a lot of times people are going to be called into different careers, different things to do when they find out that certain businesses fall apart or the economy and the stock market is not going so well. Unless you're heavily invested and reliant upon the stock market, pretty much the world is going to go around, and we are going to continue doing what we do. It's going to bring a new flux of people into spirituality and raise the consciousness of our world, of the planet Earth. And so in that respect, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. And again, you are listening to Terry Nason Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nason, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And I do want to thank you very much for listening in on my show. And again, we're going to have those downloads resolved. They promised me this. And you can go to my website at www.terrynason.com and get your free daily, weekly, and monthly horoscopes, yearly horoscopes, too. I have tons of content on my website that is used all over the Internet, provide content for a lot of websites. And you can also get your prenatal birth chart, and you can follow along. On the occasion that I do have occasions to write notes on people's free birth chart, you can include your address too, and I will try to write notes on your chart. And so there you have it. Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And until next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight, I'm going to bid you adieu and visit my website at www.terrynazon.com. Thank you.